beyond these walls, up above the clouds, where the rain don't fall on a poor man's dream. Well, April blew wing in August of 1963. He moved north picking apples to the town of Wenatchee. And then winter finally caught him in a rundown trailer park on the south side of Seattle, where the days grow gray and dark. And he drank and he dreamt a vision when the salmon still ran free, and his father's father's crossed that wild old Bering Sea. And the land belonged to everyone, and there were old songs yet to sing. Hey, now it's narrowed down to a cheap hotel and a tattooed prison wing. Hey, it's dark in here, can't see the sky, but I look at this blue wing and I close my eyes, and then I fly away beyond these walls, up above the clouds, where the rain don't fall on a poor man's dream. Yeah. Well, he drank his way to L.A., and that's where he died. But no one knew his Christian name, and there was no one there to cry. But I dreamt there was a funeral, a preacher and a cheap pine box. And halfway through the sermon, old Blue Wing began to talk. He said, it's dark in here, can't see the sky, but I look at this blue wing and I close my eyes, and then I fly away beyond these walls, up above the clouds, where the rain don't fall on a poor man's dream. Yeah, yeah, on a poor man's dream. Yeah, yeah, on a poor man's dream.
That was beautiful, thanks.
Thank you.
Now, right. That's from the record that you're working on, or the last
that
record?
It was on an older record of mine called Poor Man's Dream that was on Philo eventually about 5 years ago, 6 years ago, and then Dave recorded the song on his King of California record.
Okay, I knew there was something that you said, and I couldn't quite get it straight where that was from. And now you're both working on another record
through a record for Hightone, and Dave and Greg Lease are producing it, and continuing in this California vein. It's going to probably be called The Rose of the San Joaquin. So,
now, you don't live in California.
I live
East
in
Coast?
New York now, but I'm from L.A. originally, and kind of have kinfolk all up and down the San Joaquin.
Mm-hmm.
A brother. And
Cuyama.
Sister. Yeah, and Cuyama.
Cuyama is Tom Russell country.
The king of Cuyama. Yeah.
Dave, you want to play a song for us?
Sure, what do you want to hear?
Oh, it's to you to decide that.
Oh, well, shucks. Somebody's having a conversation out there.
I'll get that.
King of California.
Yeah, so King of California for all of our...
Oh, please.
For our listeners out there in Fresno.
And I'll uncue it from the CD player over here.
Well, heck, if you're going to play it, it sounds better on the record than it's going to sound
right now.
Come on,
play us one more.
Actually, yeah, I'll do Dry River instead.
Oh, okay, great. And then we can play that.
This is where I come from in Downey, California. It's right next to the beautiful San Gabriel River, which has been paved with cement. So, seeing how this is a California kind of morning. Oh, let's tune. That's right, folks. 70% of KPFA's income comes from our subscribers. Now, the annual budget, $1.65 million a year. That's a lot of bread, people.
It is a lot of money.
You buy a lot of guitar tuners with money like that.
And Dave's doing an unbelievably apropos and wonderful job of filling in here while he tunes. I will take it if you'd like. I am talking to Dave Alvin and Tom Russell today, and they're here because the Tulare Dust World Tour, one and only show so far, is taking place tonight at the Fillmore in San Francisco with all of these great people that are on the Tulare Dust record, with a couple of exceptions. Joe Ely's down.
Lucinda Williams is finishing her album, her next album. And I don't know, if I keep tuning like this, I may not be there myself. And did you know the KPFA operates on 59,000 watts of power each day, 24 hours a day, every day, a year? Our average monthly Pacific Gas and Electric bill is $2,650.
Now, you know, we could play King of California off your record, and you could tune meanwhile.
Why don't we do that?
I think maybe the pressure might accelerate this process. What do you think?
I'll play the CD.
Let's do that. Okay, fine.
Man, my tuning went south.
It's Dave Alvin from his most recent record, King of California.
Yeah.
And I believe the tuning dilemma has been solved.
But before we do the song, just remember, subscriptions are tax deductible, and KPFA reaches throughout Northern and Central California. So please call up and be a new subscriber. Anyway, here's another California song. Born by a river, but it was paved with cement. I was born by a river, but it was paved with cement. But still I'd stand in that dry river and dream that I was soaking wet. Someday it's gonna rain, someday it's gonna pour, someday that old dry river, Lord, it won't be dry anymore. Played in the orange groves till they bulldozed all the trees. Yeah, I played in the orange groves till they bulldozed all the trees. But still I'd stand amongst the dead stumps and smell the blossoms on the leaves. Someday it's gonna rain, someday it's gonna pour, someday all those dead trees, well, you know, they won't be dead anymore. Fell in love with a woman, but she did not fall for me. I fell in love with you, baby, but you did not fall for me. Now I'm as dry as that old river, and I'm as dead as those old trees. Someday it's gonna rain, someday it's gonna pour, someday this old heart of mine is gonna fall in love once more. Someday it's gonna rain, someday it's gonna pour, someday that old dry river, you know it won't be dry anymore. the morning.
Oh, along with reminding everybody that subscriptions are tax-deductible to the fullest extent allowed by law, I want to say thanks for playing that. I'm sure everybody enjoyed it. That was great. Well, what now? Should we play some more? You guys are busy, along with co-producing Tulare Dust and each working on your own records. Didn't you just produce, Dave, a Forbidden Pigs record?
Forbidden Pigs. Yeah. We're kind of a Tex-Mex rockabilly swing combo from San Diego.
And your average everyday Tex-Mex rockabilly swing combo.
Yeah. Yeah. In poor taste, also. I produced their record, and I just got done producing a record out in Austin of a friend of mine who's a singer-songwriter, accordion player, Tex-Mex, Zydeco, country swing, flamenco kind of singer-songwriter guy by the name of Chris Gaffney.
Hip-hop? Oh, I love Chris Gaffney.
Yeah, I just got done producing his next record, which will be out next month. And
the Chris Gaffney, it's a song about Ely.
Lift Your Leg.
Yeah. I like that record a lot.
Yeah, well, we did a record out there in Austin, and I took him out there, took him and his guitar player, and we used sort of an Austin all-star thing. Pawnee Bone from Joe Ely's old band is on a lot of it. Sarah Brown's playing bass, and Donald Lindley, who plays with Lucinda and me, is playing drums, and Lucinda's on it. Lucinda and Chris do a duet of the old song Cowboys to Girls.
And the Intruders.
Yeah, exactly, from Philadelphia. We did the East LA version by way of Texas. And God, who else is on there? Jim Lauderdale, Rosie Flores. There's a song that Tom wrote, it specifically for Chris, and people are. It's just kind of a. It's a really good record.
Sounds
I'm really
like
proud
it.
Of it. Yeah, Ian McLaughlin from The Faces is on it, of all things.
Well, he lives down there now, right?
Yeah. Very sweet guy.
And when will that...
That'll be out May 15th. And,
great.
And I'm getting ready to do another album, last year I produced this band, Big Sandy and the Fly Right Boys, who are a hillbilly bop combo, and we're getting ready to do another one of those in about 2 weeks. So, yeah, it's kind of busy.
Good for you, though.
Yeah, thanks.
Good to keep working. What shall we do? Would you like to play another song? Could I talk you into that? Or we could play something off of Tulare Dust?
I wonder if we could do a... This is flying by the seat of, but
we've never done that before. What key?
C. This is a song Dave and I wrote, another California song. We don't, neither of us do it very often, but we're trying to do it for my next record, and it's on Dave's Museum of Heart record.
Yeah, my mom's family's from the Reedley area, which is just south of Fresno. So for all you Fresno listeners, there's a song about just outside of Reedley.
We're playing in Fresno, actually, next Saturday.
Yeah, next Saturday night. Yeah,
Club Fred. Case
and Tom Russell and Dave Alvin at the Club Fred in Fresno.
Very good.
We're plugging stuff here.
Oh, it's fine. Why not?
Yeah.
That's what it's for.
Sundown on the San Joaquin. An old woman walks home from work. Another day in the field, another day in the dirt. She lights a sacred candle next to a faded photograph, and she says a prayer for a young man who fell between the cracks. She stares at the photo of a young man who caused so much pain, and countless 12-round bloodbaths when Kid Jesus was his name. He was the pride of the valley till the night he stayed down on his back. Yeah, he took the dive and he disappeared somewhere between the cracks. She said Jesus was just a poor boy on the wrong side of the tracks, and he rose again, but not before. Fell between
She rereads all his letters that he wrote her from L.A. He said, please don't worry about me, I'm coming home again someday. And she remembers the other stories that were whispered behind her back about a shooting outside a grocery store down between the cracks. She said Jesus was just a poor boy on the wrong side of the tracks. Rose again, but not before he fell between the cracks. Sunrise on the San Joaquin. An old woman walks off to work. Another day in the field, another day in the dirt. And she stares at all the children dropping rich men's fruit in their sacks. And she says a prayer for all the souls trapped between the cracks. She said Jesus was just a poor boy from the wrong side of the tracks. And he rose again, but not before he fell between the cracks. And he rose again, but not before he fell between the cracks.
That's great.
Thank you.
Not
Thanks.
Bad for 8 o'clock in the
now,
morning.
Now, when are you going to put together the definitive George Jones tribute? Has there ever been a George Jones tribute record?
No, but George really ain't a songwriter. George is just the greatest singer that ever lived.
That's true. You know, that's a problem with that
they
one.
They have that of the Caucasian kind of race, thing out now where he's singing with a bunch of people.
Yeah, the duets
We're about tributed out.
I'll tell you,
I would like to do a tribute, and I'm probably never going to get around to it, but I'm going to throw it out there for who's ever listening, and maybe they can get it together. Just because there are so many tributes, and so many of the tributes are so tongue-in-cheek and so kind of goofball. But somebody that really deserves a great tribute album is Percy Mayfield.
Oh, no kidding. Wouldn't that be great?
I would love to do a Percy Mayfield tribute album. And I've actually spoken.
The only thing I know, Johnny Adams did Percy Mayfield record.
It's a great album.
Beautiful.
But I think it'd be a lot of fun. I mentioned it to a couple of songwriters who you wouldn't think were Percy Mayfield fans, and they started drooling. So in the back of my brain, I'm kind of like, oh, well, maybe. Because, you know, in a way, not to, you know, Merle Haggard had hit 40 number one country records. He was a big, successful guy. But I think one of the things about Merle was nobody ever realized he was such a great songwriter. But there's a lot of songwriters like Percy Mayfield who never even got the 40 number one records. That if you can do a record that would, you know, make people go, yeah, Percy Mayfield, wow.
Who gets to do Please Send Me Someone?
What's that?
I'm already formulating the record in my head.
Yeah, I know. I'm doing the same thing.
I'm here with Dave Alvin and Tom Russell, who both put together with love this Tulare Dust songwriter's tribute to Merle Haggard. And just about the whole bunch of them with Merle Haggard and the Strangers are going to be at the Fillmore this evening. There might be a few tickets left. I know tickets were going very quickly, but certainly this Tulare Dust record is available for you. Let's play a little bit more Merle.
Sure.
I thought we'd play one that is covered on the Tulare Dust record. I think Joe Ely does this one. Does he do White Line Fever?
Right. Sure does.
Let's do that song right now. Tulare Dust, and they're tearing the labor camps down. From Tulare Dust, oh, I can't say it, Tulare. I'll get it eventually. you're right, Larry Slovin. Tulare, yeah. I can do it. Thank you. We're sort of over time, and it is time for Women's Magazine, but thanks to Tom Russell and Dave Alvin both for coming in this morning. I know it's early for people to break out guitars, but also for certainly putting in all the good work putting this record together.
Thanks.
Thanks, Bonnie. Thank you.
This is KPFA and KPFB in Berkeley and KFCF in Fresno. Women's Magazine coming up. Take care of each other this week.